Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. My guest this week is Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Dawn Piesold. Dawn, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. And before we get into what's going on with the Chamber, the Christmas events happened a couple weeks ago in Litchfield, and you have some winners to announce from the events that happened.
I do. It all went very well. I'm very thankful and happy to say. We celebrated and had a great weekend. We had several shopping spree winners, five in fact. They each won $100 in Chamber Bucks that can be used anywhere where a Chamber member sponsored. And we had a great list of those. Our first winner was Zach List. His name was Stephen Komenetsky, Donna Hemkin, Coletta Fletcher, and Teresa Payne. So hopefully they're all out circulating their money within the community, doing their Christmas shopping.
Do those have any kind of expiration?
They do the end of February. Okay. Most of them get spent pretty quick, but right. We like to give them a couple months to do that. Then we also had our parade, and that went over well. The theme was Elf, the movie, which I thought was really fun. Our parade float winners were first place, First Baptist Church, second place, State Farm Insurance, and third place, HSHS St. Francis Hospital. We also had a great float. I want to mention the KCs, members of the Litchfield Holy Family Parish. They did a wonderful job, too. I'm really glad I wasn't a judge because that would have been hard.
That's oftentimes a difficult job to have.
It is, and they work so hard. So I want to thank them also, give them a special shout out. Our photos with Santa went really well then afterwards inside our Carnegie Library, and I want to thank them. They made had a nice warm place for us to hold it. Thank the Epsilon Psi Sorority for providing 150 treat bags, and they took care of all the crowd, wrestling in all the kids, and they were excited. It was very busy, and it was fun to see. And I also want to thank Walgreens for taking the photos and providing a free photo for all the kids. So
sounds
that was
good.
Really nice. And then the next day we had our Jingle Bell Jog and attendance was up again. And so that was a good thing. We had new sweatshirts and had the cotton-headed Ninny Muggins logo. Those went over real well. And the all-over first place male winner was Alec Shunk. And then the first place female was Alexis Throne. And then we gave out an award for Best Dressed Costume, and that went to Emily Hughes.
Okay.
It was fun. And then I wanted to thank Steve Daugherty of Westside Cinema for providing the free Christmas movie, of course, featuring Elf. And I heard that went over good. I wanted to go out and watch it, but by that time I was getting very tired.
Yeah, you probably had enough going on where you just needed to go and rest.
I did. Yeah. I went home and wrote the press release to get this all figured out. But anyway, it was a great weekend. And I do want to give a shout out to Brandon Dooley. He went above and beyond throughout the community. He would dress up and played our elf this year, Buddy the Elf. And he was just great. He did a fabulous job, and he really enjoyed it, and we enjoyed having him as part of our crew.
Now that he has the costume, he'll be expected to do that every year for something.
Oh, he's already told me. He's okay. Already told me he's in for whatever surprises we have up our sleeve. So we're looking forward to that. He was great.
Obviously, none of it would have been possible without any of your sponsors putting it on.
Exactly. You know how that goes. We have a lot of great support from our members. And once again, thank you very much to all of our sponsors. Yes.
Coming up on February 3rd, the Chamber will be hosting a music trivia night. Now, you hear a lot of trivia nights that go on around this area, but this one specifically, music trivia.
Yes, which I'm super pumped about. I'm a music fan. I think it's going to be fun. Heard it's really fun. It's a great evening. We're going to go ahead and have it on Friday, February 3rd, 2017, if you can believe it, at the Litchfield Community Center. Participants are invited to bring their own beverages and snacks. Enjoy a great evening. Big Papa G is going to act as the MC and provide rounds of live music entertainment and questions for all of all genres and all different types. You know, who sang this, finished this line, just all sorts of things. And he really comes highly recommended. Makes it fun.
Right.
Just a lot of fun throughout the evening. We'll have several games, so it should be a good evening.
It's important to have an MC that keeps the crowd entertained.
Exactly.
If they're just speaking in monotone the whole time, then it's not as fun.
Exactly. And I've talked to him on the phone several times. He already has me excited. He comes across just in a simple phone conversation as a lot of fun.
Prizes going to be awarded?
Yeah, we'll have cash prizes for first, second, and third place teams. And then we're also inviting participants to decorate their table if they wish, and we'll give out a fun prize for that too. Not sure what that is, but we want to make sure we do that because that's always fun. 10 per table, $100 per table is the charge or the ticket price or fee price. Mm-hmm. Get a hold of me at the chamber office if you would like to register for a table, and I'll get your name down. You can pay that evening, doesn't matter, or ahead, whatever works best. And we're also asking businesses, giving them the opportunity, if they like to sponsor a round, we'll feature their name and logo on the card, and we'll also, of course, get it out there during the different times of the evening. And so those are also at $100 sponsorship too.
And if anyone would like to, you said purchase tickets or find out more information, you said contact you, how
yep,
would they
just
do that?
Contact me, reserve a table. You don't even need a ticket. You can call the office 324-2533 or always email me info@litchfieldchamber.com. Come by, see me. Grab me out at the IGA or Walmart. I always have something, my phone on me. I'll get your name down.
Stop you on the street.
Right. Yeah. Stop me on the street, whatever. And we'll get you a table set.
And you said there were prizes for decorating a table. Was there a kind of theme people should decorate the table, or is it just decorated as best you can?
Whatever they are feeling with the music. I'd say definitely the theme would be the music.
Okay.
So I think it'd be fun to do your favorite group or your favorite kind of music, favorite genre. Just dress up as some rock stars or whatever.
Say, wouldn't that be something if you had everybody like attend the event dressed up as their favorite musicians?
I've already thought about it. Yeah.
Are you going to go ahead?
I'm not saying that I am, but I've definitely thought about it. Of course, I'm always busy, which is not as fun right before an event, but sure. I hope I can rise to the occasion.
Absolutely. Dawn Piesel, the Executive Director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Dawn, was there anything else going on with the chamber that you'd like to mention?
I would like to wish everyone a safe holiday season and a happy new year.
Again, that was Dawn Piesel, Executive Director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. And that will do it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.